the Yankees came through and they had horse they were riding, and it was almost give out and almost starved to death, for that matter. And they found somebody that had a good horse. They'd leave their tired, worn out horse for the person that lived there and get their good horse. And she said that's the way they kept the horse.
Oh,
and my grandmother, she would ride a horse to church. They didn't have a buggy. And she said they had hitching posts and they had blocks. They threw the ladies that climb up on the blocks. And she had, they all put on a riding skirt. It was long, come down to the feet. And they didn't ride, they rode sideways. All girls rode sideways, you know, on the horse. And she'd tell me about going to church and, you know, and riding the horse. And I remember my great-grandmother's home, it burnt too. But now, her kitchen was a long ways from the house. That was during slavery. And I asked my grandmother, of course I don't remember my great-grandmother, but I asked my grandmother why they built this kitchen so far away from the other part of the house. She said, well, that was in case if one house that the kitchen come upon, well, maybe the big house, because the big house wouldn't burn. They could save it. The other way they would have to put out a fire would be to draw the water and carry it in buckets and throw it on the fire. And at my great-grandmother's house, they had what we call a breezeway, you know, with a shelter over it. But this, theirs wasn't close in. And so they called that a shed. It went from the house, big house, to the kitchen.
Yeah. We were talking about meat. Did you ever make a dish by grinding up the hog liver?
Oh, liver mush. Yeah, everybody made the liver mush. That was real good.
Did you ever do anything?
It lasts for days in cold weather because we had no refrigerators and we didn't even have ice pots in the olden days.
You ever make anything out of hog blood? Out of the blood?
No.
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 You know of anybody that ever made anything?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Okay. Well, that's it. Did you ever take the juice of the pressed meat or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it? I think that's what you already told me about, maybe.
Well, the liver mush, we always put so much meal in it. And we use red pepper and salt instead of black pepper. And most of the time we chip up some onions. And we would put it in a large container, and then when it was set up where it was firm, you know, we'd slice it and fry it hot grease.
And it's called liver mush.
That's liver mush. It's real good.
Suppose you had your butter and you kept it too long and it didn't taste good anymore. What would you say was wrong with your butter?
With what?
Your butter. If you had some butter.
Butter.
And it, you kept it too long and it didn't taste good anymore. What'd you say was wrong with it?
Well, we just say it's too old to use. We didn't call it garbage. We call it the slop bucket. We give that to hogs. You know, all scraps, food, went into the slop bucket, and the hogs ate that.
I remember many times going out to my granddad's having to carry a slop bucket out to the hogs.
And we call it